USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New data shows that more children are catching the dangerous Delta virus. Some are sick in intensive care with COVID-19. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is ordering a mask mandate for public schools in the fall.
In just 4 days, another 3,939 children, these are people below the age of 18, have tested positive in Louisiana.
Frontline hospital workers in Florida are reporting a surge in COVID patients in children's hospitals. Governor Ron DeSantis, who is opposed to vaccination or mask mandates, acknowledges that the people who are now in the hospital are unvaccinated.
Had they not been vaccinated, they think that the disease would have progressed much worse. So we're going to continue doing that and continue in providing whatever help we can.
A family in West Memphis, Arkansas, are now mourning the death of their 11-year-old girl due to COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Justice Department has announced a New Jersey man has become the first person to plead guilty to violence against a police officer related to the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Scott Fairlamb pleaded guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer and obstructing an official proceeding. He's scheduled to be sentenced September 27th, where he faces more than 4 years in prison. As a part of his plea deal, he agreed to pay $2,000 in restitution for damage he inflicted upon the Capitol. Video evidence shows Fairlamb yelling at officers, "You have no idea what the bleep you're talking about." He then shoves an officer and punches a second one. More than 135 officers were injured while responding to the January 6th riot by supporters of former President Trump. One Capitol officer, Brian Sicknick, who was pepper sprayed during the violence, died a day later after having two strokes. The medical officer in Washington, D.C., said his death was natural, but the riots did play a role in his condition.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener's Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The Speaker of the House is speaking out against wildfires in the West. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
As wildfires continue to rage across the western United States, some experts are pointing to climate change as the reason for it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains why this problem matters.
It's a public health issue. The air our children breathe, the water they drink in every way. It's a economic issue for us to be preeminent, first in the world in all the green technologies. It's a defense issue. Security leaders, national security experts tell us.
Republicans have argued that wildfires are also caused by bad forest management and not just climate change.
The jobs market statistics is out. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting the U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.4%. This is good news for the most part, but economist Steve Moore on Fox News has some things we need to watch out for.
I do worry about whether this the government reaction to the Delta variant is going to shut things down again. I hope I'm wrong about that, but we are seeing, you know, delays now in school openings and more restrictions on stores. And the other thing is, I'm a little bit more worried about inflation. I do see it, and I think it's getting worse, not better.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.